Living Stones. We waited a long time for our seminar, prepared, worried before the new meeting with the unknown, and God arranged it so that the seminar was postponed twice. And it seemed impossible to wait for this breath of fresh air anymore, a new meeting with teachers and like-minded people. After all, only these magical meetings carry the change of that living energy that you won't find in the world. And then God granted us this meeting. And again we eagerly absorbed new knowledge, experiencing feelings of fullness and grace, incomparable to anything else. We thank God that we have become the chosen ones, who step by step are led to the truth by the enlightened Master. No one knows why us. But what a great luck! An even greater luck turned out to be that our seminar was dedicated to spiritual development and a healthy lifestyle. Many amazing practices were transmitted by our teachers, and one of such practices was an unforgettable encounter with magical amulets and dance. Each of us could feel the power of magical stones, shells, and various natural amulets. Shamanic amulets, specially charged in the sacred land of the enlightened. A participant of the seminar tells, "When I took this magical object in my hands, I immediately felt that it was alive. It felt like a stone to the touch, but it was a living freshness. I felt it breathing. I felt it moving in my hand." During the practice, this amazing stone began to transmit streams of energy to my aura by itself. There was no need to think about anything. Suddenly, I felt light and bright. And here is another review from another participant of this seminar. "When we were doing the practice with magical amulets, I immediately took a stone that was charged for healing. I placed the stone in my right hand and began to move it around my body. The hand with the magic stone found the painful spots on my body with remarkable accuracy, and after touching the magic stone, the pain disappeared, and an extraordinary lightness, warmth, and light appeared in my body." All the impressions that participants shared about the feelings of this practice are similar. Everyone felt that the magic stones and other amulets given to them for practice were alive, endowed with some consciousness unknown to humans. After the completion of the spiritual practice, all participants didn't want to part with these truly magical amulets, and they acquired something incomparably greater than just a stone charged for healing. They received a living, conscious assistant, ready to help their owner overcome the difficulties of the spiritual path. All this happened at the seminar, held in a special energetic place, where one can only go under the guidance of a holy teacher. 30. Child Clairvoyant. Very often we hear the expression, "Truth speaks through the mouth of a baby," but not everyone understands the depth of this saying. Many don't even think about it. People, being in a constant state of sleep, mired in their own problems, forget about children. But, if you start to observe them and listen, you can find much truth in their words and actions. In childhood, consciousness is not yet clouded, and children can see the aura and thoughts of other people. During this period of life, the essence of a person is manifested. Notice that children have no boundaries, settings, or fears. All of this is ingrained in them by societal programming. I want to tell you about one amazing child. He is 8 years old. His mother lives in an eco-settlement. When he became acquainted with the spiritual school, he had a severe mental illness, conditioned by heavy karma. He didn't speak, poorly absorbed what was said to him, and had constant mood swings. All of this indicated his troubled psyche. Over time, his condition stabilized. Intense development and spiritual growth began. a phenomenal memory began to manifest. No one noticed how he learned the alphabet, learned to read and write. He also quickly mastered basic math. All of this happened in 1 month. Then we began to observe his phenomenal abilities. The boy often drew our attention to some object or being, describing the color of its aura. His conversations with entities from the subtle level were initially incomprehensible to us, but soon our development reached the level of perceiving more subtle vibrations. The activity of this child increased, and he began to develop deeper abilities. He also suddenly began to see and predict the future. This was expressed in the form of individual remarks. Paying attention to his individual phrases, which he uttered, began later when one of the disciples who had to leave suddenly remembered that a day before he found out about his departure, the boy approached him and said, "You will soon go by train." This little man contains such great energy and capability that any intention of his is realized within a day. If in the morning he wanted a pie, then in the evening they brought him a pie or a bun with jam. The power of intention in this child is so great that everything he wants, while in a detached state, comes to him. His behavior and manifestations are based on a substantial perception of the world. He says whatever comes to mind first, does what his body wants, and is happy with it. Children, being impersonal, perceive this world naturally and express their attitude through forms of what they have already learned. Our amazing 8-year-old child has found a very unusual way to give energy to a person he likes, at the moment, through emotion. He quietly approaches, extends his little fist clenched, and says, "Here is an apple for you," or "Here is a candy for you." He also hands out pears and cherries. In fact, there is nothing material in his little fist, but positive energy is invested there. And if you, casting aside all prejudices and settings, play along with him and take this apple or pear, you can feel the energy-filled, awe-inspiring synergy. He also has his way of communicating with spirits. When he gets bored, he loudly pronounces a secret spell, understood only by him, and then the fun begins. Spirits respond to him by throwing some objects off the windowsill, table, or laundry rope onto the floor. And when we get tired of picking up all these scattered things with which the spirits play with the boy, as soon as we think that we need to punish him for this mess, the child immediately comes up and says, with a guilty voice, "I won't do it again, and I'll clean up everything myself." And everything stops. On a subtle level, teachers and the master constantly work with a child, and on the physical level, his upbringing is based on discipline, love for God, and the desire to understand himself, work out karma, and come to enlightenment. There is much more to say about the phenomenal abilities that this child possesses, but the most important things he achieved at the age of 8 are the ability not to indulge in his weaknesses, to be detached from his body, not to attach himself to people and things, not to get offended, and to accept the whole world as a divine manifestation, which often lacks in adults. Be observant. Track the manifestations of your children because they are unique in their own way and there is much to learn from them.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.